kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang guro ang naging cleaner. Isang nursing board top-notcher ang naging fish vendor. Ibinahagi ni na Joey Espino at Zhao Jundam ang mga trabahong kinailangan nilang pasukan upang matamu nila ang mga buhay na kanilang ninais. Bago dumating sa Australia, nagtatrabaho si Joey Espino bilang isang guro at legal editor, habang asawa naman niya ay isang medical technologist noon. Ngunit ayon kay Joey, nahirapan silang maghanap ng trabaho pagdating sa Australia.
Most ng employers na trinay namin was related sa field namin, either sa law or sa medtech. Dinecline kami lahat, which nagulat kami kasi wala palang, sabi nila parang kulang, or yung iba naman is walang weight yung ano namin sa Pilipinas, not unless we have Australian experience. That time, we were so down, and then nagsabi kami ng husband namin na sige, kahit ano na lang. Kasi yung parang sabi ng mga tao, or they were always telling us, you need to get an Australian experience, an Australian certificate. Pero we were always thinking na, how would we get the experience if no one would give us a shot? So kahit anong work, pinasok namin from cleaner, which we never really did before, to cafe all-rounder, bread cutter, naging disability support worker, lahat-lahat na lang. Up until I ended up with 11 different jobs in 4 months.
Aminado si Joey na nakaranas silang mag-asawa ng pagkadalamhati at lungkot sa sinapit.
Meron pong mga times that we had to tweak our resume at the very, 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 very bottom na talaga. Pero hindi pa rin kami hinayaan. Yung first one na feel namin, to be honest, was we were so devastated. Like every single night, parang umiiyak kami and asking na bakit ganito? Or in 6 months, pag wala pa rin, uwi na lang tayo kasi hindi natin sure kung makakayanan natin, especially the tuition was really, really high. I was really, really too much. Pero parang every single day that we were doing it, we were also telling ourselves when we wake up in the morning na nakaya nga ng iba, makakaya din natin. And maybe pinarana sa atin to para ma-feel natin kung ano rin yung na-feel ng iba. Because before, baka hindi natin, we were like other people na parang hindi natin na-understand kung gaano kahirap yung ganyan na klaseng buhay. Minsan nga, we were telling, nung naging cleaner kami, sabi namin, siguro mas mabuti na lang na cleaner tayo ng Australia, at least dollars, at least hindi siya ganun kadumi.
Ngunit kahit ito ang iniisip ng mag-asawa, hindi rin matanggal sa kanilang mga pamilya ang pagkahinayang sa lahat ng pinag-aralan at natamo na nila noon sa Pilipinas.
Nung first po, yung parents namin na shock, na parang naiyak sila na bakit ganun. Sabi niya, pinag-aral namin kayo, tapos yan. Tapos sabi namin, it's the only way, or it's one of the ways that we can survive here. So parang yun po yung explanation namin sa kanila. At first, even sa friends namin, nagugulat sila. Tapos most of them, they would always end up saying na, uwi na lang kayo dito. Kasi dito, at least, ganito yung work nyo. Sabi namin, nandito na kami, na-start na namin. And I think working those different jobs made us more independent, made us stronger, and made us appreciate even the little things na dati is somehow na-appreciate din namin in some sorts, pero not as much as how we appreciate it now.
Ang pagpapahalaga na ito ay ramdam din ng nurse na si Zhao Jundam, na aminado na kahit hinanda niya ang kanyang sarili sa hirap sa Australia, nagulat din siya kung gaano pala ito magiging kabigat.
2015 po, when I finished my degree, I took the board exam on the same year. Tapos yun, sa awa ng Diyos, I became the top 7 for May 2015 nursing board exam. So yun po, out of 17,000 something, yun, nakaswerte ako sa 7th spot ng board exam. May tita, may two titas and my mom are both they're three doctors. So parang it's a family legacy ganyan, but yun nga, parang nakausap ako ng family ko na why not try and go to Australia first ganyan, try nursing in Australia, and then you know, in a way parang nagustuhan ko rin kasi in the future parang gusto ko rin naman ako yung magsusupport sa sarili ko when you know, when the right time comes para mag-take ng medicine. So yun, 2017 I went to Australia in University of Canberra. So I did my bachelor's of nursing there for 1 year. Ako, parang 8 po kami sa barkada. Tapos lahat kami may nursing, parang nursing background in the Philippines. Pero ako lang yung hindi taga makapasok sa any hospital or any aged care facility as an assistant nurse. So parang yung self-esteem ko talaga yung nasa post ko, sobrang bumaba, sobrang, in a way, I can feel depression na nasa Canberra. Kasi my family po ako sa Australia, pero nasa Brisbane po sila. So I was alone in Canberra, ganyan. Tapos, yun nga, so parang alam mo yung, parang in a way, it's good then kasi parang it makes me, you know, develop my humility talaga na, oh, hindi maski board exam, ano ka, I board pastor, I board top notcher, kaya you'll get the job easier than others, ganyan.
Nakuha ni Jao ang lakas sa kanyang ina at nagpatuloy siya sa pagsabak sa Canberra.
Titignan ko na lang yung sarili ko kasi after ko maligo, parang yun ako, nag-relax na ako, and then titignan ko sa sarili ko, sa lamina, parang, kaya ko pa patuloy. So, pero yun nga po, every time I ask myself, I also ask my mom na parang makaya ko pa ba to. But yun, parang she encouraged me really, yung kahit na long distance yung support niya sa akin. Sobrang naging big help po yun sa akin para na-survive ko yung buhay ko po sa Canberra.
Nakakuha din sa wakas ng trabaho si Jao bilang isang fish vendor.
Nung nasa Canberra po ako, parang yung tita ko naman po na nasa Brisbane, she never really failed to look after me, even finances. Parang nung una kong dating doon, parang talaga naglabas ng pera, ganyan. Pero, you know, meron po kasi yung parang yung tinatawag natin na parang self, parang independence na I was 21. So I really wanna try and, you know, yung paghirapan ko, yung bibiling kong food, yung rent ko, ganyan. So even though yung tita ko nag-offer ng help or ng ATM, yung ATM niya nga binigay niya sa akin, sabi ko, I will really try to do my best na ako lang. So, pero na-enjoy ko yung nag-tease nga po sa fish market. Pero parang for example po, kasi every Friday sa fish market, yung last day ng market, is meron kaming $5 bag. So yung sa $5 bag na yun, lang, parang lahat ng isda na hindi nabibenta by 5 p.m, bibenta siya ng $5 bag. So, lagi kong hinihiling doon. Sabi ko, sana walang bumili ng isda para ibigay sa akin ng manager. Kasi manager ko naman pumabait siya. Pero na-enjoy ko din talaga yung pagbebenta ng isda, ganyan. In a way, naging magaling ako sa pagpili ng tamang isda sa pagluluto, ganyan. So, I just took it as a positive experience na lang na dati wala akong alam sa isda. At least ngayon, marami na akong alam sa isda.
Hindi rin naging madali ang paghahanap ng trabaho nung lumipat siya sa Brisbane upang tumira kasama ng kanyang tiya.
I still found it really hard to find a job. Parang nagka-apply ako, parang meron nung isang folder sa laptop ko na 100 fold, different folders yun kasi different applications. So lang nag-reply sa akin or sinasabi nga na yung experience ko kasi is enough, ganyan. So what I did, yun dun po ako pumasok sa cleaning job, ganyan, with the support of my tita. Kasi parang talagang nung nag-uumpisa po ako, yung tita ko yung, hanggang ngayon, nandito pa rin po ako nag-stay sa kanila. And she really supported me when it comes to my needs. Nandito na po ako sa Brisbane. So, started with cleaning job. Tapos, nung nakapag-settle na ako dito, nag-apply muna ako as an AIN kasi wala naging tumatanggap sa aking RN. So, AIN is assistant in nursing po. So, I got a job sa isang agency. So when you talk about agency dito sa as a nursing workforce, parang saan ka nila ilalagay?
Dahil sa pagsisikap at sa di pagsuko, masaya na si Jao sa kanyang buhay at trabaho.
Yung Red Cliff po, lagi akong tinatawagan, ganyan, to work for them. And then, finally, one day, one of the hospital coordinators asked me to personally apply a job sa hospital nila. So parang, siyempre, parang wow, yung sabihin, they like how I do my job. And then, I submitted my application nung August just this year. And then, like, the next day, kinuha na nila ako. So, I'm now working permanently in Red Cliff Hospital po, dito sa Moreton Bay. No sugarcoating with that. Talagang mahirap. It will take buckets of tears, sweat, and even blood to live in a country that's different from ours. Also, yung longing for the people that we've left in the Philippines will always be there. Kahit ilang beses tayong umuwi sa Pilipinas, you know, yung parang iiyak at iiyak ka pa rin every time you go back to Australia. But all of those struggles, all of those sacrifices na gagawin natin will mold us into a better version of ourselves, you know, and that person is someone who's stronger, someone who's smarter, and a better fighter in this life.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.